We now come to the news from Seaford and New Haven, generously sponsored by Richard Foster Piano Tuning and Servicing.
The Mayor of New Haven has responded to the possibility of Brighton and Hove City Council, BHCC, taking over parts of the Lewis District in proposed boundary changes. Lewis District Council, LDC, said in July that BHCC was consulting with its residents over a proposal to take over areas including Kingston, East Saltdean, Peacehaven, Telscombe and New Haven. LDC and East Sussex County Council then announced a joint public consultation about the proposed changes, calling the plan not acceptable. Now, New Haven Town Council has written a letter to Jim McMahon, Minister of State for Local Government and English Devolution. The letter said, following detailed analysis of the above proposals and a meeting with Councillor Sankey, leader of BHCC, on 30th July 2025, New Haven Town Council are in broad agreement that any plans for eastward expansion to include New Haven should be rejected. It said, New Haven's governance needs are best served within the established structures and service models of East Sussex. The town's vulnerability to river flooding, for example, is already well managed through existing local expertise and infrastructure, which BHCC lacks. The letter said, New Haven has a distinct identity, deeply rooted in the geography, history and culture of East Sussex. Whilst its position along the River Ouse ties it naturally to the Ouse Valley. The letter said, New Haven also shares significant cultural, social and economic ties with nearby Seaford. It said, separating New Haven from South Heighton would disrupt shared heritage and long-standing community networks too. The letter added, while we support addressing the ongoing housing crisis, we believe New Haven, which sits predominantly outside the South Downs National Park, would be disproportionately impacted under a Brighton-led authority, which lacks the broader land base of East Sussex. Mayor of New Haven, Councillor Kim Bishop, said, after reading the proposal from BHCC, I can see no good reason why New Haven wards should be included in BHCC's proposal. It will have a damaging effect to the progress made under Lewis District Council to revitalise and regenerate the town. I would urge residents to complete the survey to make sure their voices are heard. At a recent meeting of BHCC's Place Overview and Scrutiny Committee, Rottingdean and West Saltdean councillor Bridget Fishley said people were being whipped up on social media by the Lewis MP and the LDC leader. She said they were using inflammatory and irresponsible language, but LDC refuted this, calling BHCC's proposal a blatant land grab. LDC has said BHCC's move is a response to the government's local government reorganisation. This aims to see new unitary councils formed across Sussex, including Brighton and Hove. LDC said a unitary council provides all public services currently split between district and borough councils and the county council.
This summer, children's creativity can run wild at Freeform, a brand new interactive sculptural maze by acclaimed artists Leap Then Look, now open at the Sidings in New Haven. Commissioned for the BN9 programme and produced by Towner Eastbourne, with the support of New Haven Enterprise Zone and New Haven Town Council, this outdoor installation is free to drop in, open to all, and offers interactive fun for families and art lovers alike. Spokeswoman Charlotte Parsons said, "Set against New Haven's vibrant riverside and designed by artists Lucy Cran and Bill Leslie, with input from local children, the maze invites you to immerse yourself in a colourful, ever-changing world of creativity." The Brighton-based creative duo, who brought the hugely popular 100 Miles of String to the Brighton Festival in 2024, have been commissioned by prestigious arts venues across the UK and beyond. Towner director Joe Hill added, "Having welcomed Leap Then Look to Towner Eastbourne in 2023 for the hugely successful Play Interact Explore, we're excited to be working with them again on Freeform, a brand new site-specific artwork for New Haven." Leap Then Look have produced shows for some of the most important institutions in the country: the Royal Academy, National Gallery, and Young V&A among them. So we are so pleased to welcome them to the Sidings. They have created a stunning piece, part artwork, part maze, part playground, which children and their adults can literally get inside of and lose themselves in a world of play and imagination. With free sessions running Friday to Sunday throughout August and September, and opportunities for groups to book quiet sessions outside of these times, explorers, young and old, are invited to enjoy this opportunity for playful collaboration and discovery. No booking is required, just turn up and play. Find out more about the work of Leap Then Look and meet the artists at a special talk with Lucy and Bill on Thursday, August the 28th, at New Haven's Marine Workshops. For more information, visit newhavenenterprisezone.com.
Eastbourne RNLI were called to help rescue a child and adult in difficulty in the water at Seaford Bay. The volunteers were called at 3:25 p.m. on Sunday, August the 17th, to reports of the child and adult clinging to a paddleboard being blown offshore by strong winds. A spokesperson for the RNLI added, "With the lifeboat still 25 minutes away, Solent Coast Guard issued a Mayday relay requesting assistance from any nearby vessels. Fortunately, by the time the lifeboat arrived on scene, both casualties had managed to reach the shore safely. With no further assistance required, the crew returned to the air show just in time to watch the Red Arrows." Volunteers were later called at 5:31 p.m. that same day to reports of people in difficulty in the water at the Wish Tower. A spokesperson for the RNLI added, "The lifeboat departed at speed and arrived on scene a short time later to find the casualties had been rescued by beach lifeguards and were being treated by Coast Guard rescue officers."
On VJ Day, wreaths were laid at Seaford War Memorial in remembrance of the end of the war against Japan. The wreath laying was led by Mayor of Seaford, Councillor Maggie Wearmouth, followed by representatives from the Royal British Legion and the Royal Society of St George, followed by a short service.
A man has been charged following a theft at a cash machine outside Sainsbury's in New Haven. Sussex police said Tarlochan Worrer, 53, also known as Bobby, from South Road, New Haven, had been charged. Police said a woman in her 80s reported withdrawing cash on Sunday, August the 10th, when she was approached from behind and her money was taken. The suspect left the scene on a bicycle. Worrer was arrested the next day and charged with theft from a person and theft from a shop in relation to a separate incident on August the 9th, said police. At Brighton Magistrates Court on August the 12th, he pleaded not guilty to both charges and was released on conditional court bail to appear for trial on December the 15th.
And that brings us to the end of the news for Seaford and New Haven.